Raja Yoga, the science of union. This meditation is based on the light of the soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Read the Great Quest meditation document, Raja Yoga is the science of union, so you understand this important method of meditation. Om is the sound, when correctly understood and used, that releases the soul from the limitations of form in the three worlds. Raja Yoga is the science of union, the union of the separated human consciousness with its divine spiritual nature. Yoga, or union, is achieved by subjugating the psychic nature and restraining chitta, the mind. Uncontrolled desire and an unregulated mind shut off the light of the soul, inhibiting spiritual consciousness. Union is impossible as long as these barriers exist. And so we are asked to do the practical work required to liberate this light. Our task is to gain control of the psychic nature, the emotional body, tinged faintly with the mind, what we call kama manas. And then, once we've gained control, prevent the mind from carrying on its restless chatter and its mindless thought form building. In ordinary man, the mind runs constantly, and as a result, chitta is in a state of constant flux and motion. The mind is restless, it's uncoordinated and unfocused. The goal of Raja Yoga is to quiet the mind so that mind can be used correctly. When mind is quiet, it is able to take on the coloring of the higher knowledge and reflect the higher realities. When chitta is restrained, then union between the lower self and higher self can take place. So assume the basic alignment posture. Sit comfortably with the spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. Visualize the light, the love, and power of the soul pouring into your three personality vehicles. Pause for assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri Mantra. Meditate upon the following seed thoughts, seeking to gain a deeper understanding of the meaning behind each thought. You may choose to meditate upon one word, a phrase, or sentence, until eventually by the end of the month, you are meditating upon the whole sentence and all of the seed thoughts. The seed thoughts are, Om. Raja Yoga is the science of union. The goal of Raja Yoga is to quiet the mind. To what extent have I quieted my mind? What do I need to do to bring about greater union within me? When the mind is quiet, it is able to take on the coloring of the higher knowledge and reflect the higher realities. I imagine what it would be like to have a quiet mind, colored by higher knowledge and reflecting those higher qualities. When mind is restrained, the yogi knows himself as he is in reality. As spirit. I imagine myself with mind restrained and with the knowledge of spirit. Om is the word of glory and is the Christ in us, that hope of glory. I see myself as the Om, with the Christ Spirit revealed. Always meditate upon a positive seed thought, one that will expand your understanding of yourself, of others, of the world that you live in, and that will enable you to understand more clearly how the part is related to the whole, or the microcosm to the macrocosm. Try to always finish your meditation work on a high note, seeking union with the sacred source. Follow the Raja Yoga meditation method. Hold the seed thought before your mind's eye and read it through. Briefly note any sensations or feelings evoked in your emotional nature. Focus in your analytical mind and analyze the seed thought using sequential thinking. You do this by using ideas and thoughts like paving stones. You move forward in a sequential manner, linking the next thought with the previous thought, so that you lay a pathway of thoughts strung together. Do this until you have a synthetic understanding of your seed thought. Then contemplate a synthetic understanding. This will allow the intuition to operate and bring you higher realizations. Successful contemplation results in a flood of soul illumination. Until this happens automatically, at the end of your ponderings, deliberately stop thinking and for a few seconds only, imaginatively open yourself to divine illumination. Remember though, you must maintain awareness at all times. At first, perhaps for weeks or months, nothing may seem to be happening. But in time, and intermittently at first, a thought or a symbol is going to drop into your consciousness for you to review during the lower interlude, or maybe later that day, later that week. Throughout the month, practice making your mind quiet and then sounding an om through your whole nature. Now work on the seed thought for the day. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insight you've received during the meditation. Summarize it with clarity, just what those insights were and what they mean to you. This work is very important. It's going to ground your consciousness back into your brain, helping to overcome the problem of spacing out. And it will train your mind to do the necessary work of interpreting the intuitive insights. It also completes the underlying exercise of building the antikarana. As distribution, sound the great invocation, followed by the sacred word Om three times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. Bless humanity using the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.